This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us on the line, Vice President with the Tarion Group, Jeff Rinaldo, former Buffalo Police Captain, who is talking security with us here on WBEN. Jeff, of course, after the tragedy over in Minnesota, all attention is on security in schools and in churches as well. This happened with somebody shooting from the outside in, and it's really kind of given a lot of people some trouble because we focus so much on not allowing people in, not allowing weapons in to certain spaces. Here, the weapon never got in, but still tragedy unfolded. From a security perspective, how do you react to something like that?
Well, good morning. Unfortunately, churches, there's a number of places that are still what's considered soft targets. And, you know, the reality is that it's nearly impossible to turn every single building into a Fort Knox type venue. I think over the years, schools have done a great job of hardening the target in terms of the school building itself. You've seen upgrades in security and ballistic glass being utilized or, window tinting that makes it very difficult to break through the window. But, you know, unfortunately, this is a horrible tragedy by a lunatic who, you know, took advantage of the situation and fired through a window. And there's just really no perfect solution that's going to stop somebody who's hell-bent on causing a tragedy like this.
Jeff, should Catholic schools reconsider bringing kids to Mass? Or at least think about it, because schools are fortified. I mean, security is the norm today for kids going to school, but bringing them to Mass is a vulnerability.
Well, again, what I've said, and I've talked to a number of our clients, school-based clients, obviously this week, due to this, you have to really take a look at your security plans. You have to take a look at what are you doing, not only inside your building, but outside, right? We're taking kids outside for extracurriculars. We're taking them outside for Mass. We're taking them outside on field trips. So we have to make sure that our plans are great, not just for inside, but also outside. Do we have enough responsible adults outside paying attention to the surrounding, paying attention to the environment? What is the plan when we're in church? Is somebody paying attention to the back of the church? Is somebody paying attention to the outside? What is the plan when we're in those other spaces? If we see something suspicious, how are we going to react to it? So So I think that those are the conversations that need to be had right now with a number of not just Catholic but other private schools. What is our plan, not just inside but outside?
Yeah, it's something that schools have been looking at for a long time. In your working with different schools and when you're consulted with, I mean, does everybody have a similar security plan in place, or does it really vary from school to school on how they have put together a security plan and how that's executed?
Well, I think the general framework is the same for most educational institutions, right? New York State requires X amount of lockdown drills be performed a year. You have to have certain things in place, but it's really the building itself that's going to lend itself to how that plan gets executed inside, right? Are we talking about a super old building which has got really thick walls and it affords us a lot of protection? The school classroom doors are really old, heavy oak doors that you couldn't really kick your way through easily. Or are they new and modern, where some of these building materials really aren't that great for a security or a potential active shooter situation? So the plans are similar, but in terms of how they're executed inside, it really does come down to the facility itself and what enhancements and upgrades were done over there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The years.
Here in New York State, a cell phone ban is going to take effect for schools starting next week. I mean, do schools need better communication with parents to explain their plan in the event of an emergency? Because, you know, parents have enjoyed being able to reach their kids when they want to.
Well, my opinion is that clearly phones were becoming distractions in school. And they were becoming such a problem that the New York State legislature took action and decided to ban their use. So what is the good that outweighs the badness? And the situation of, in the event of an emergency, there's a couple things at play. Number one, schools have a lot of teachers, responsible adults, and have a lot of ability to call 911 and get resources there. What you don't want to do is overload a 911 system in the event of an emergency. And having 5th and 6th and 7th graders all trying to call 911 is not going to help with that. So we're not seeing an issue with the ability to communicate with 911. On the flip side of the coin, the schools have to have an orderly plan in place to reunify students with parents. And what they don't need is the distraction in the middle of an emergency of parents trying to get in touch with their kids and then trying to direct their kids to do something different than what the teachers are telling them to do. So as a parent, I could never imagine having to sit by and wait through an event at one of my children's schools. But I also have to have faith that that school has planned for this, has drilled for this, and it's up to me to understand their plan and know what to expect from the school. And I think that that's really where this has to rest, because at the end of the day, kids having a phone in their hand doesn't stop one of these events from happening. And if anything, could only add a little bit more chaos potentially to the situation.
So to kind of boil it all down from what you're saying, in as somebody responding to the emergency, you think it's better that the kids not have phones on them if there were to be an emergency situation. That's more beneficial to somebody responding to this than if everybody did have a phone.
I'm saying that as a student, I have to follow the directions of the teacher. I do not want a student distracted by mom or dad or somebody else on the phone that potentially could be giving them counter information to what I'm being told to do by the responsible party in the school. And I think that, again, as a parent, you have to have faith in the school that they have a plan for these emergencies. Where is the reunification point going to be? What is the plan? How are you getting my child out of here? And on the school side, they have to communicate those plans. They have to make sure that in an emergency, they're clearly communicating. We saw this in Buffalo with a number of incidents with schools that I was involved in my former role, where the school did not communicate effectively to parents, and it caused chaos. So I just think that there's a delicate balance to be had there. But at the end of the day, the school has to have a plan for how it's going to communicate with parents, and parents have to trust that the school has practiced this and knows what they're doing.
Jeff, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jeff Rinaldo, Vice President of the Tarion Security Group and former Buffalo Police Captain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.